Grubby, vintage, extreme, rookie. These are some of the categories that will be judged at the annual Mullet Fest Grand Final in Kurri Kurri in the New South Wales Hunter region tomorrow. Dozens of shaggy-haired hopefuls will meet for what organisers call the most unique beauty contest in the world. Beginning in 2018, this event raises money for people diagnosed with brain cancer, as well as raising awareness and support for men's mental health. Laura Johnson is the founder of Mullet Fest and joins me now. Laura, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
How did this all start, Laura?
Look, it started in the teeny tiny town of Kurri. We had lost a generational job provider back in 2017, and I had the local pub at the time, and we wanted to do something kind of to cheer people up, give them something to laugh at. I guess just lighten the load and draw people to town, you know, not your typical trivia night, something that would maybe create a tourism injection. And the idea was born that maybe blokes compared their mullets, and then we realised that it's not just blokes, there's women too, and there's people literally across the globe who want to be crowned greatest mullet of them all.
Now, I mean, this event is a lot of fun, but it's a serious business for regional communities trying to come up with some way not only to lift the locals but to get those tourism dollars in, whether it's the Elvis Festival or people celebrating the music of ABBA and other things. What's it meant for the local economy so far?
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, this weekend, for example, we're 8 years in and the grand final is going to be tomorrow in Kurri Kurri. There is not a single motel room, hotel room or accommodation in the town booked out. There are people who are coming to this event from across the globe. So as far as the tourism goal, I guess we can tick that box. There's people staying in motels as far as sort of the nearest town is about 17 kilometres away, and we've got at least half a dozen families who are staying that far away and travelling in for the day, which means that it's not just the venue that will be benefited. You know, there'll be cafes and service stations and obviously the accommodation and the supermarket and all that sort of stuff that are all benefiting from something like this, which is just great.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It brings, you know, much needed dollars and optimism in. This event, as you're saying, has a big focus on mental health, particularly men's mental health. Why is that such an important issue in your community, Laura?
Look, it's such a huge, such a huge issue at the moment. There is not a person, I don't believe, in Australia who hasn't had a moment of, you know, self-doubt or comparison or a darker sort of day. And this is one of those events where if you didn't fit in really anywhere else, you come to Mullet Fest where, you know, maybe you've been a little bit of a fringe dweller, and all of a sudden people are high-fiving you and saying, "Nice haircut, mate, can I buy you a beer?" Like, it's just, it's all about the camaraderie. It's all about breaking that stereotype from total and utter bogan back to the Aussie larrikin, you know, and they are good people. Where, you know, we're hardworking Aussies who you know, want to give to charity, want to have a bit of a laugh, and then of course, you know, enjoy that party in the back.
So this has become really big. You've run 16 heats in the run-up to this grand final with more than 600 people taking part in contests all over Australia. At the beginning, Laura, could you have imagined the scale of where you are now in year eight?
Absolutely not. There is no way. We went from sitting at our little, you know, table of knowledge in our pub laughing that if nobody else came, my husband and my father-in-law could have a arm wrestle and we would just, you know, have a few drinks and a laugh. Right up to, like you said, this year, I've literally travelled across Australia. We've been to Perth, we've been to Darwin, we've been to Alice Springs, we've been to Cairns, to Townsville, to Rockhampton, like literally to Melbourne. It's phenomenal to think that we're able to impact people's lives. And from all of those venues, all of those events across Australia, there is at least someone, at least one of the finalists is coming to the grand final, you know, to represent their region and represent their town. And like I said, it's not like we're playing for sheep stations. You're not winning a car. At a heat level, you get a certificate. and a cuddle from me. That's it. And the glory, I guess, of being able to say, oh, I won it.
Now, the money you're raising through Mullet Fest goes to what's known as the Mark Hughes Foundation for research and care for those who've been diagnosed with brain cancer. I understand about $30,000 has been raised so far. Why is that a cause that's close to your heart, Laura?
Yep, so we're well over $30,000 now in what we've raised for the Mark Hughes Foundation, but sometimes it's even more than the money. It's just keeping them mentioned and keeping them in the forefront of people's minds. My best friend from high school, Carly, her husband Matt was diagnosed with brain cancer, and that was all happening when we started Mullet Fest. And at the time, Matt and Carly were using the Mark Hughes Foundation brain cancer nurses, and they were this really strong advocate the nurses were able to go to the appointments with Matt and Carly. They were able to decipher the doctor speak. They were someone on the end of the phone when at 2 a.m. while Carly had, you know, tiny babies and Matt was vomiting, whether they would be able to, you know, should we redose? What should I give him? Does this mean the chemo won't work? Like, what's happening? And they were just a huge support throughout that time. And there's something that isn't available to every cancer patient. There's something that I know just this year we went through the horrible pancreatic cancer journey with my dad. And, you know, my poor mum was ringing me at 2 a.m. going, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'm on my way. I don't know what to do either, but I'll give you a cuddle. And, you know, there are so many families that are impacted. And for us to be able to give to the Mark Hughes Foundation, they're not only working with HMRI on finding a cure and being able to treat glioblastoma, but they're able to give that really practical in-the-moment support to these families who are just navigating these horrendous times. And it's scary.
Very scary. Well, Laura, you're going to be surrounded by mullets this weekend in Curry Curry. Thanks so much for joining me this morning and giving us a bit of the backstory of Mullet Fest.
No worries at all. I can't wait to see what the weekend has in store for us. And I opened an invitation. We've extended wildcard entries till 5 o'clock today. So if you're sitting at home and you think, oh, I could do that, come on down.
Mel, Laura, thank you very much for that. And you can still register to take part in the grand final at the Chelmsford pub in Curry Curry on Saturday. Wildcard entries are open until 5 p.m. today on the Mullet Fest website.